The Gemara was discussing on the Vav and the Beis whether Rabbi Rav Yosser was a Bar Samcha or not. So the Gemara says, well, he once sent a letter and he quoted a Pasuk. And he didn't make sirtu. So obviously he doesn't know how to learn. He's not a bar samcha. The Gemara said, just because he doesn't know that din, maybe he knows all the other din. Well, Kamponim, what did the Gemara say? There is a din. If you write a letter to someone where you quote a pasuk, you're supposed to have sirtu. So a lot of times, Tosis quotes Rabbeinu Eliyahu. The same Tosis appears in Saita, Daf Yud Zainam and Beza, they call him Rabbeinu Yoha. Rabbeinu Eliyahu Tzarfati. Well, half of the Bali of Tosis were from France. Here from Germany, here from France. But that's how they call him Rabbeinu Eliyahu Tzarfati. So he comments, if you're quoting the Pasuk just as a Melitza, Hebrew expression, then you don't need Sirta. But if you're quoting it, the Torah's Pasuk, then you need Sirta. So they're faced with a problem. They quote Vim Toimar. That 25 lines into the Tosis, where it says Menoches Daf Lamed Beis and Megillah Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara says that there's a difference between Tefillah and Mezuzah. Tefillah do not need Sirtut. Mezuzah does need Sirtut. So they're bothered with the kasha. How can it be that Tefillah doesn't need Sirtut? You're quoting more than one pasuk. If you see an Agamor, you send quote one pasuk and need Sirtut. Tefillah has a lot of psukim. How can it be that it doesn't need Sirtut? So Rabbi Natam comes up with a chiddush. Based on the simple reading of Agamar, whenever you quote a pasuk, you need sirtut. So Sefer Torah should also need sirtut. On the pashtus. So Rabbi Natan comes up with an answer. So there are two dinim. There are two dinim of sirtut. Tefillin don't need sirtut. Called shita v'shita. Zuzan needs sirtut on every line. Tefillin doesn't need that much sirtut, but it needs a little bit of sirtut. What's a little bit? You have to have one line. Okay. Then Tosis, at the end, refers you to a Gemara in Megillah, where the Gemara Megillah says, the first white line in Tosis, Megillah Tezayin of this, Dibi Shalom Yemes, Malamish Etzvich Esirtut Ka Amito Shal Torah. What is Amito Shal Torah? That's a Machlekes Rashi and Rabbi Natan. Rashi understood Amitu Shal Torah means a Sefer Torah. So Megillah needs Sirtut just like a Sefer Torah. And then on the last line in Tosis, they quote from Masechet Sofrim. Masechet Sofrim is not from the Tanoim, it's from the Gaonei Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara seems to be talking about writing a Sefer Torah there. And Rishai Lichtev and Ken Sirgel. Sirgal means sirtut. The Yerush Enim Sirgal is psula. You need sirtut. That's your look in Yerudeus, him in Reish, Ayin, Aleph, Yerudea Chelikimel. That's when you have all of Hilchus Sefer Torah. That's the first line. It says that you need sirtut in a Sefer Torah, based on this Masechus Sofrim. So Rashi understood the Gemara and after Zayna Megillah, that the Megillah says to is compared to Dibur Shalom Yemes Kamitu Shal Torah, just like the Sefer Torah needs Sirtut, so too the Megillah needs Sirtut. So the question is, what kind of Sirtut do you need? According to Rabbi Natam, that Tefillin also needs sirtut, but it doesn't need as much as the mezuzah. Mezuzah needs al kol shita v'shita. Tefillin just needs either on the top line or Tosis on the last line. And Tosis writes, "Hainu dalas sirtut, Tosis comes out with this Rabbi Natam's shot. Rabbi Natam disagrees with Rashi. He gives a whole proof that the Sefer Torah doesn't need Sirta than every line. Because if it would, when the Gemara says the Megillah Sesta needs Sirta than every line, when the Gemara says that a Megillah needs Sirta, Megillah says needs Sirta than every line, why do they have to say, well, they need a new pasuk, Dibur Shalom V'Yemes. The Gemara, what do they call it? On the third line in Tosfos. Thank you. On the third wide line in Tosfos. They're arguing, Rabbi Natam's arguing with Rashi. Rashi learns Dibur Shalom V'Yemes means Sefer Torah needs Sirtut. Rabbi Natam thinks that Shalom, Dibur Shalom V'Yemes, Amito Shel Torah, the real McCoy, is Mezuzah. Why is Mezuzah need Sirtut and every lamb? Why is Mezuzah called Amito Shel Torah? And Sheesh Bo, Yichud Malchus Shemaim. Kabbalah Malchus Shemaim, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad. That's called Amito Shel Torah. But the Sefer Torah, Rabbi Natam thinks, does not need Sirta than every nine. Either Masech Chesofma says you need Sirta. No, they say it means you need the Sirgul. But they said originally that the Tefillin only need on the top line, based on Agamar, that you need, whenever you quote a Pasuk, you need Sirta. So they say Agamar does mean on every single line. It means on the top line, or it means Sirgul on the four sides, top and the bottom of the two sides. Whatever. So if there needs whatever quoting a pasuk and a letter would need, but it doesn't need al kol shita v'shita. So how did Rabbi Natan prove that it cannot be that a sefer Torah needs sirta than every line? Because he quotes the two gemaras in Megillah. The one gemara says Megillah needs sirta because amita shal Torah divin shalom v'yemes. The other gemara says that in Megillah, if you write it adiftera means parchment that wasn't fully treated, wasn't fully converted into parchment. It's still considered hide. Or shalobi dyo. Dyo means black ink. According to the Rambam, dyo just means black ink. It can be a pencil also. It doesn't have to be liquidy oil. And according to the Rambam, it doesn't have to be oil. It could be black ink without oil in it. Some Rishonim insist, no, that it has to be, dio doesn't only mean black. Shachar, dio means that it has to be, has to have oil in it. Machlokes. So the Gemara derives this in Megillah, Daf Yutes, the third white line of Tosfos. The Gemara derives that in Megillah is no good if it's on diftera, it's not fully treated parchment, and it's not black ink. It's no good because Exereshav, Ksiva, Ksiva. Says in Yermiyah, Bani Kosev ala Sefer Bidyo. Just like over there, ksiva means dio, and it means fully treated parchment, so too over here. So they're asking, but if Rashi is right, that Dibur Shalom V'Yemes means like a Sefer Torah, Amali Af Amito Shel Torah. Since you're learning out, if Rashi is right, Amito Shel Torah means Sefer Torah, and Sefer Torah needs Sirtut on every line. So Sefer Torah, diftera is no good and you have to have dio. So why didn't they just say all three dinim? I learned that from Amitu Shel Torah. So this leads Rabbi Natam to say, not like Rashi. If Amitu Shel Torah means a Sefer Torah, why didn't the Gemara learn that? That diftera is no good and shalob dio is no good from Dibur Shalom V'Yemes. So it must be that the Sefer Torah does need sirtut on every line. And Dibur Shalom V'Yemes is really referring to mezuzah. Tosfos themselves and the other mesichtas, I think, where this Tosfos appears in Sota Daf Yud Zayin and Beis, and where's the other place in Menachos? And the other two mesichtas, they say, but the Yerushalmi is mashma beferish like Rashi, that Dibur Shalom V'Yemes means the Sefer Torah, it doesn't mean the mezuzah, because Yerushalmi has another comment that Dibur Shalom V'Yemes, just like the Sefer Torah is nitan lehidorish, means there's pshutu shal mikra, then there are additional levels of interpretation in Psukim in Chumash. So too, Megillah Esther's Nitna the Hidorish. Sounds like from the 24 Kisvei HaKodesh, there are Chof Dalet Kisvei HaKodesh. Sounds like only the Hamishuchim Shei Torah and the Megillah Esther are Nitna the Hidorish. All the other Sifrei Nevi'im Ksuvim are not Nitna the Hidorish. It's interesting. Why is that? So the Pashto says, the Pasuk in Tehillim that the Gemara quoted, Achaz Dibur Elokim, Shtayim Zu Shamati, applies to the Sefer Torah. Mikra Echad Yotze L'Kama Tamim, any one given Pasuk can have more than one level of interpretation, because that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu in such a way that there's more than one level of interpretation. So that's only when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dictating. So that's a Chamishu Chumashi Torah, and for some reason or another, Megillah Esther was also direct dictation. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Achaz Dibur Elokim, Shtayim Zu Shamati, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated it in such a way that there can be more than one level of interpretation. But the other Sifrei Nevi'im Uksuvim, that was exactly the difference between the Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nevuah of the Shai Nevi'im. The Rambam lists off in his Hagdamah to Perek Chelek, the Rambam lists off the 13 Yikori Hamuna, and the Yigdal poem is an abridged form of the 13 Yikori Hamuna, 13 Animamins. So the Rambam lists off, number one, we believe in Nevuah, number two, we believe Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu is on a higher level than that of the other prophets. In what way is that on a higher level? So the Rambam lists off a few differences. Moshe Rabbeinu got the Nevuah Ba'okitz when he was awake, the other Nevi'im got it Ba'chalom, and other differences he has. So another difference is that Moshe Rabbeinu was Pe'al Pe'al Dababo, there was a direct dictation, Avosios and Nikudos. There's a direct dictation, word for word, letter for letter, and Nikudos, as opposed to the other Nevi'im. Bachaloyim Adababoy. Emiyah Nevachem Hashem, Bachaloyim Adababoy, lo kein avdi Moshe, pel, pel, dababoy. Moshe Rabbeinu got a direct dictation, word for word, letter for letter. So there you say, Achaz Dibur Elokim, Shtayim Zu Shamayim. Because Baruch Hu dictated the words of the Chumash in such a way that there's more than one level of interpretation. But the other Nevi'im, Bachaloyim Adababoy, they had a dream, and then they had to interpret the dream using their own words. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Ein Shnei Nevi'im Misnabim Misignei Echad. No two prophets will say over the prophecy exactly word for word the same. If two Nevi'im say the Nevuah word for word the same, is that right? Either one is a liar or both are liars. It cannot be. No two people speak exactly the same, even if they're identical twins. They don't speak the same. They don't think the same. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows both of them the same video, each one's going to present what he saw in different, using different expressions, using different words. So the whole idea, Achaz Dibur Elokim, Shtayim Zu Shamayta, doesn't apply to all the other Sifrei HaNevi'im. The other 24 Svarim, the other 19 Svarim Hestes, the Chamishu Chumash HaTorah is 5, and Megillah Esther is 1 and 6. So these were direct dictation. So you can have more than Nitno Lehidorish. In addition to the Pshut Rishon Mikra, there's an additional level of interpretation. But the Nevi'im don't show us the video that they saw. They tell us their interpretation of the Chaloim. So what are we going to give? A different interpretation? We don't see the Chaloim. We didn't see the Chaloim. The Navi is telling us what his version of the Chaloim is, what he understood from the Chaloim. So how can we give a different interpretation in the Chaloim if we don't see the Chaloim? That's what the Sforim explained. That's the difference. So that's what the Yerushalmi is beferish, that Divisholam Yemes Kamitra Shal Torah, just like Torah is Nitna Lehidor, so to Megillah Esther is Nitna Lehidorish, shows that Amitra Shal Torah doesn't mean Mezuzah, it means the whole Sefer Torah is Nitna Lehidorish. Why should Megillah Esther, from all of the Kisvei HaKodesh, from the 19 additional Svarim over and above the Chamishu Chumashi Torah, why is only Megillah Esther singled out, different from the other 18? So that's what the Gemara Megillah has a din. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Halacha L'maisa, that if you have Megillah Haksuva Bein Haksuvim, in some shuls they have all the Chamish Megillahs in one klaf. You have Eicha, and Shir HaShirim HaKoheles and Megillah Esther all together on one klaf. So the Gemara says that you can't lain b'tzibur from such a klaf. B'yochid you can't lain. From Megillah HaKsuv Bein HaKsuv has all this form. But b'tzibur you can't lain. Why not? Why is it a difference between the tziba and the yom? So l'chora the pshat and the gemara. So we make kavod atziba. What does it mean kavod atziba? The same thing the gemara megitin. Megitin has later. Let's say this week is parshas nitzavim. So if you're going to have a klaf that only has parshas nitzavim, that's called kriya bal peh. That's like learning from a pinter chumash. That's not called kriya meter chaksav. Kriya meter chaksav means it's only called meter chaksav if you have a sefer sholem. So what if you have a whole sefer dvarim? You have a sefer sholem al dvarim, and this week is parshas nitzavim. But you can't learn from a klaf that only has parshas nitzavim. That's called kriya bal peh. But if you have a sefer dvarim, you should be able to learn. So the gemara says a shaila about that. In Perek HaNizokin, there's a little bit about Kriya Satara. Mora says, Matei Kovet HaTzibur, Ein Korim B'Chumashim. That's called a Chumash. We use the term Chumash means a printed Chumash. But in the Gemara, they didn't have any printing, so what does the term Chumash mean? Chumash means only has Bereshis, it only has Shmos, it only has Dvarim in it. It doesn't have the whole Chamishu Chumash Torah. But that was the Gemara Shaila. Can you be Yotze Kriya Satara? If you're laying this week, it needs often, can you lay from a Sefer that only has Dvarim? It's a sefer shalem. So the Gemara says, no, mipnei kovet atzibur. What's the bir hadover? What's the violation of kovet atzibur? So what it means, poshup shat perhaps, is decreases bris with Bnei Yisrael was with the Jewish people as a nation. That's how we say in the brichas, the bechiras Yisrael was on a nation, not on an individual. HaKadosh Baruch didn't make bris with me, did make a bris with you, made a bris with the Jewish people as a nation. We're all members of that nation. So when you're laying b'tzibur, then the Gemara says you have to lay from a Sefer Torah, because the whole Chamishu Chumshe Torah is considered the Sefer HaBris, the contract. The Sefer HaBris is the contract. When you get a job, so you sign a contract, and the boss promises to pay you a salary if you live up to the conditions of the contract. So the Sefer Torah is the Sefer HaBris. It's the contract between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Klal Yisrael. So at Maimon HaSinai, it says that all of Bnei Yisrael underwent Geirus. So they had Mila in Mitzrayim before they left Eretz Mitzrayim, before they ate Korban Pesach. So the Gemara understood that Mila was for the purpose of Geirus. It was for the purpose of being able to eat Korban Pesach, what was the first step in the Geirus for the men. And then everyone had to go to mikveh, and the chumash would appear that only the married people had to go to mikveh, because the men were balkeri and the women were palet to shechva zera. So in the chumash you would get the mistaken impression that only the married people who were balkeri and palet to shechva had to go to mikveh. So the Gemara explains where it says in the chumash, it's not explicit, where did they derive that even the single people had to go to mikveh? The married people had to be poresh 3 days before Maimon Hasin, otherwise they'll become, she'll become a paletas shechvazer again after going to mikveh. So that was special about the married people. But the single people, also everybody had to go to mikveh for the geirus. The kabbalas on a geir has to, the main part of geirus is kabbalas on mitzvah, so they said nasa v'nishma. And then it says that they brought karbonas, and the end of Parshas Mishpatim it says that they brought karbonas. And then it also says, Vayikach Moshe Sefer HaBris, Vayikra Be'oz Ne'om. He lain from the Sefer HaBris. So that apparently is also part of Geirus. So how come today when we're Mekabel Ager, we don't bring Korbanos? The Gemara learns that from a Pasuk, Bizman She'en Beis HaMikdash Kayam, the Korbanos are not Me'akev. Okay. But for a Ger, you have to have Kabbalos on Mitzvahs. That's the most important. That's the essence of Geirus. Then you have to have Mila for men, and then you have Tvila for men and for women. So you need Kabbalos on Mitzvahs, Mila and Tvila. Korban, Bizman says, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, not Me'akev. How come we don't learn from a Sefer Torah? Yikar Moshe be'oznei, Yikar Moshe Sefer HaBris. What is the Sefer HaBris? So Rashi on that pasuk in Mishpatim, I think it is. Rashi on the pasuk quotes from the Tanoim, that from the Mechilta, that the Sefer HaBris is from Bereshis till that part in the Chumash. That's called the Sefer HaBris. How come we don't have Kriyas HaTorah? When a ger is nizgar, we should take out a Sefer Torah, wait till Monday or Thursday following, and give him an aliyah. He should dafka lein from the Sefer HaBris. That's part of the geris. So it would appear that the Sefer HaBris is only when you have Kabbalah Sotar Ayidei, the whole Tzibur. When you have Ayidei Ayochid, you don't need any kriya from the Sefer HaBris. So on the occasion of Nes Purim, there was a Kabbalah Sotar on the part of the whole Klal Yisrael. The Pasuk in Megillas Esther says that Kima v'kibla aleim alzaram. They accepted upon themselves. So the Gemara says Kima v'kibla means Kima mashi kibla kvar. They ratified, they agreed again to be Mekabal HaTorah. Har Sinai, there was something lacking in the Kabbalah HaTorah, that it was Kof aleim har kigigas. It was against their wishes, it was Malkorcham. So there was something incomplete. So on the occasion of Nes Purim, Rashi says, Me'avas HaNes, Me'avas HaNes, the whole nation was Mekabal HaTorah all over again. It was a Kabbalah HaTorah all over again. So that's why they needed an additional Sefer Abis. So that's an additional Sefer Abis was the Megillas Esther. So that's what the Gemara says. On the day, at the time of Maimon HaSina, the Sefer Abis, Rashi quotes from the Tanoim, Achumish, Sefer Abis consisted of from Bereshis till Parshas Mishpatim. At the end of the Chamishu Chamishu Torah, it says, Ve'ikachalath Moshe Lichtav Eskalti Be'atara Zayis Ad Tumam. When Moshe Rabbeinu completed writing the whole Sefer Torah, he gives it to the Levim, to the Kohanim B'nei Levi, and he says, take the Sefer Torah v'samtem osa v'sad aram b'ris Hashem v'ayosham v'chol liyeid. So Rashi HaChumash writes that from now on, that's the Sefer HaBris. Unlike at the time, I've seen that the Sefer HaBris was only from Bereshit still Mishpatim, now the Sefer HaBris consists of the Chamishu Chamshei Torah. Now, Chamishu Chamshei Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, some parts of the Chumash were dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu. You have Parshias and the Chumash are introduced with different Lashon. Sometimes with Abba Shalom Moshe, with Har Sinai Lamer. Sometimes with Abba Shalom Moshe, with Oil Moed Lamer. And the third time he said with Abba Shalom Moshe, with Arvis Moed Lamer. So the Chumash is a composite of three different texts. All three dictated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. What the Apikursim say is Mikzah Zemes. They took it from the Gemara, from the Chumash. The Chumash, as we have it, is a composite of three different texts, sometimes text A, sometimes text B, and sometimes text C. When it said with Abba Shalom Moshe, Mehar Sinai, that was the first text that was dictated word for word, Har Sinai. The second text was in Arboim Shana Bamidbar, with Abba Shalom Moshe, Me'ol Moed Lema. That was for 40 years. Then the month before Moshe Rabbeinu dies, on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, he dies Zayin Adar, a month and a week later. So he starts telling Mene Israel, that's the Brisad Arvis Moed. He's telling him over the whole Torah. Then, after all the three versions were dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, okay, now put it together. Over here, I want you to use text A, I want you to use text B, I want you to use text C. So the Chumash is indeed a composite of three different texts, but all three were min HaShemayim. That's a big debate in the big machlekes in the Tanaim, in the first Perek and Chagiga. What was the need of having three different texts? So half of the Gemara had a whole list of Tanoim. So half of the Tanoim, part of the people involved are Bisham and Bisilo, and there are other Tanoim involved, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel. So half of the Tanoim were of the opinion that all the details were given all three times. Kolodosev, Protosev, Dukdukev, that's where Rashi and Chumash quotes that from Rabbi Akiva. And Maimon HaSinai, text A had everything. And text B also had everything. Text C had everything. So why was there a need for three different texts? The Gemara never explains it. According to the other Tanoim, we can understand it much better. The other Tanoim say no. The first text had part of the story about Tefillin. Then the second text had more than if it was necessary. Then the third text had a final text that had even more details. So whenever the third text had more than the first and the second, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, use text C. Whenever text A included all the details, so there was no need for text B and text C. That's a secheldik. That's the easy way to understand. Rashi HaChumash says, Rabbi Akiva's opinion, Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Bahar, Ma'in Shemitah Eitzel HaSinai, what is that? Shemitah, the dinim of Shemitah were given HaSinai. Because Shemitah is not repeated again. So you see, just like Shemitah, Klolosev, Protosev, Dikdekev, all the details from A to Z, everything was given to Har Sinai, and that's why text A is quoted in the Chumash. So do all the other mitzvahs, even though sometimes the Chumash has text B, sometimes text C, it doesn't mean text A was incomplete. Rabbi Akiva holds, all the mitzvahs are given, Klolosev, Protosev, Dikdekev, everything was given to Har Sinai. So we don't understand, the Chazon Ish has a whole essay about this. And Chelek HaRechayim, it goes in the order of the Shulchan Aruch. So when you get after Hilchas Pesach comes the Din of Asir Simon, then comes the Din of Shavuot. So the Chazanish has a whole essay where he should have written Hilchas Shavuot. He talks about Seder Nesinas HaTorah. How is the Torah transmitted to Bnei Yisrael? So he talks about this Gemara in the first Perek of Megillah, whether the Torah is a composite of three different texts. What was the need for the three texts? Was it because sometimes text A was incomplete and B was complete? Sometimes A and B were both incomplete and C was complete? Or according to the other Tana, everything, the first text was also complete. So we don't know why was there a need for more texts. So again, because Kima v'Kiblu, Aleim Azam, on the occasion of Nespurim, there was a new Kabbalah Satorah. And the Gemara said there was a need for it because the first time it was Kaf Aleim Har Kigigis. That's the Gemara on Shabbos around Daf Peches. Kaf Aleim Har Kigigis. So that's why Hodabit Kiblu v'Meach HaShverish. So because there was a Kabbalah Satorah al Yidei HaTzibur, so that's why you need a Sefer Abris v'Yikra b'Yosneihom. That's why they had to have the Megillah says there's the new Sefer Abris. The old Sefer Abris was originally even only from Bereshit till Mishpatim, and then at the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, before he dies, it says, "Veikachalas Moshe lichtu kol divrei Torah zos atum." HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him how to stitch everything together, how to put together the Sefer Torah. He tells the Levim, the Bnei Aharon HaLevim, take this. This is now the Sefer Abris, not like at Har Sinai. At that occasion, that's all they had was from Bereshit till Mishpat. Now that we have this Sefer Torah, this is now the Sefer Abris. So that's what the Gemara says later in Hanizokin, when Yelen Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur, the Kriyas Bris was made with the Tzibur, wasn't made with the Yechidim. That's why there's a Mishnah in Al Tifresh Min HaTzibur, Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. He can't be Parish Min HaTzibur. The religion, the Bris was made with the Klal Yisrael as a nation, wasn't made with individual people. Person is Parish Min HaTzibur is not right at all. Rabbeinu Hirsch, Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch, has a tshuva where he talks about breaking away from the community. He says, you're not allowed to found another shul unless you have reasons, dvarim ha'im demerum shaloylam, unless it's a reform synagogue, then you can make another one. But if you have an Orthodox shul, they can't squeeze into the first shul. But if everybody can fit into the first shul, you're not allowed to make another shul just because you want to be the president, or you want to be the rabbi, you want to be the gabbai, so you're making another shul. Al tifish men atziburi. So the Kriyas HaMegillah, if you're laning B'tzibur, has to be from a Sefer HaBris. The only Sefer HaBris in the Megillah says Megillah Sester, Shashim, Kahela, Secha, and Rus are not the Sefer HaBris. So if you're going to have, the Rambam writes, if you have a Sefer Torah, Taisus doesn't agree. The Gemara in Anizokin talks about Sefer Torah, Shechosa, Yiriyah, Achaz, missing a whole Yiriyah. Yiriyah means from the stitching to the stitching. That's 3, 4, 5 amudim. Okay, 5. Quite a few columns missing. So let's say this week is Parshas Nitzavim. Nitzavim is complete, but there's missing a Yiriyah somewhere else in the Sefer Torah. So Gemara says, in Karimbo, you're not allowed to use it. But Taisa holds anything less. That's what the Tshuvas of Ritva quotes. We don't have such a Taisa. The Ritva quotes a Taisa that the Gemara's Lashon is to be taken literally. Sefer Torah Shechos Yiriyah Achaz in Karimbo is missing a Yiriyah. Anything less than a Yiriyah, you may lay. Like a Megillah Esther. If a Megillah Esther is missing a letter here or there, a word here or there, it's kosher. The Gemara says, Ad Rubai. You have to have Ruba Kekula. If Roiv of the Megillah is there, you can learn from the Megillah. Even if missing in Parshas Nitzavim, even if it's missing words in Parshas Nitzavim, according to the Bali Atosis, you can read. There's no such din. Sevtev Shechosa Oisachas. The Rambam writes like that. And the Ramban writes like that. The Ramban got it from the Zohar, but in the Gemara it only says Sefer Torah Shechoser Yiriyah Achas. So the Ramban writes, if you have a Megillah Esther, and Rov is written, so there's a din of Ruba Kukula on two levels. Ruba Kukula, the Chepta of the Megillah is a Kosher Megillah, even though it's only written Kulai. And number two, the part that Yelein Bal Peh is also good, since the Rov of the Kriya Yelein Mitorach Hakzav, even though the Miut, every line, there's a letter missing or there's a word missing. Since you're learning Rov, Mitoch Aksav, only a miut is Baal Peh, so Ruba Kukula and the Kriya also. Two dinim. Let's say it says in the Kitzu Shulchan Aruch, based on the big Shulchan Aruch. Let's say they're clapping hum and they're making so much noise. So the Balkari has a kosher Megillah. And you missed the word when they were making noise, clapping hum. So you should say quickly, I heard from the Balkari up until this word. Then I missed a few words. So say quickly those words from a printed Chumash. And then you'll be able to listen to the Balkari laying from that point on. So that's Mamish Balpeh. You're learning from a printed Chumash. That's Mamish Balpeh. That's okay. As long as the Raivot Mitor Chaksav, I say Ruba Kukula. Ruba Kukula on the Chepze of the Megillah is kosher, and Ruba Kukula on the Kriya. So what about by Sefer Torah? So the Rambam in Hilchos Sefer Torah, and the Ramban al Torah quotes from the Zohar, Sefer Torah Shechosa Oisachas is Psula. Because it says Atumam. So the Ikachalas Moshe Lichos Galtera Torah says Atumam in Vayelech, I think it says like that. And he gave it to the Levim, to the Kohanim and Elevi, that should be the Sefer Abris. So Atumam, they understand, means they need every single letter. That's a question. If you're all like the Rambam, that's what we assume. Sefer Torah Shechosa Oisachas is Puzzle. But the Megillah says to his kosher, Adruboy. So what about if the Haftarah is from Yirmiyah, or from Yeshaya, from Elohim, or some Treyosar? And you have a Treyosar, you have a Navi, which is missing words here and there, missing letters, and it's rubbed out from use. All the Sifri HaNevim that they have in Yeshiva, they're all missing a couple of letters here and there from use. So that din, that Megillah is good, if it's Ruba Kukula, is that a Kula Megillah? Only from all the Haftarah Kisvi HaKadosh, because the Gemara says in Masechus Megillah, Nikris Seifam and Nikris Igeris. Nikris Sefer has a dinim like a real Sefer Torah, some dinim like a real Sefer. Nikris Igeris, when you send a letter to somebody, a lot of time you're missing a word, a letter, you're missing something, you're not so careful. You don't, sometimes you miss something. So is that a special Kula Megillah says to, because Nikris Igeris, why should it be special Kula Igeris? Why should it be a special kula, only unique kula, only in Megillah Sesta, not in the other Sifri HaTanach? Because there's one opinion in the Gemara that Megillah Sesta doesn't really belong in the Kisvei HaKodesh. It was a big debate in the days of the Tanaim into the days of the Amoraim. Are the 24 Sifri HaTanach or 23? Is Megillah Sesta part of the Tanach or not? When they found the Dead Sea Scrolls years ago, they only found 23. Megillah Esther was missing. So they're not sure whether it was out on loan. I have a lot of Svarim at home. I'm missing volumes in a set. I lent it out to people. They never gave it back. So we're not sure whether the people in that area, where they found the 23 Sifri HaTanach, whether their shita that they followed, they were following that shita that Megillah says is not part of the Tanakh. Well, no, it is part of the Tanakh, but it was out on loan, and it's somewhere else. It got lost somewhere else. It's unclear. But this was a big machlokes going on for years. So one opinion was that Megillah Esther should really be Torah Shebal Peh, because the Tanchuma and Parshas Noach has all arichas. Why was there a need for Kibbutz Kibbutz? Why was there a need for a second Kabbalah Satorah? So the Gemara says, because the first Kabbalah Sotar Ma'am HaSin, it was Bal Korcham, Kof Olein Harki Gigas. Hari Kiblu B'mei HaShverish, that was Biratzam E'avas HaNes, Rashi says. So the Gemara gives that explanation. So the Medrash Tanchume and Parshas Noach has a famous long Arichas, very long Arichas, unusually long, where they say that Bnei Yisrael, when Moshe Rabbeinu offered the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, ask Bnei Yisrael if they're interested. So they said, yeah. They said, we'll be happy to take the Torah. Then Moshe Rabbeinu says, but keep in mind, there's going to be a lot of Torah Shebal Peh. There's going to be a Mishnah Brura and an Aruch HaShulchan and a Pischei Tshuva and a lot of Svarim. So that they said, no, we don't accept that. So that was Kof Aleim HaKegigas and the Torah Shebal Peh. The Torah Shebal Peh they did accept. The Torah Shebal Peh they didn't want to accept. Hori Kiblu B'meach HaShverish was B'Yikaran the Torah Shebal Peh. That's how the Medrash Tanchuma claims. So then we can understand why there was such an opinion from the Tekuva Satanam till the middle of the Tekuva Samurai for years that Megillah Esther is not part of the Kisvei HaKodesh. But the accepted opinion is that it is part of Kisvei HaKodesh, but it has one leg in and one leg out. Nikra Seifam and Nikra Segeris. It's not 100% like the rest. The rest of the Kisvei HaKodesh really was intended to be Torah Shebichsav. This half in, half out, not exactly. So it's Nikras Igeris, not fully. Not fully. Taisus quotes Nikras Sefer, Nikras Igeris doesn't have all the dinim. So one could say that that din of Ruba Kukulai by the Megillas Esther is only a Kula Megillas Esther, doesn't apply to other Sifrei Nevi'im. So if you want to lay a half Torah from the cloth and it's missing a letter here and there, then it would be no good. Or one can insist maybe it's only Sefer Torah is different. And all the Nevi'im Aksuvim have the same status as Megillas Esther, even though it doesn't say Nikras Igeris by the other Sifrei Nevi'im Aksuvim. Maybe the Sefer Torah is the exception to the rule that Chosar Esachas is no good according to the Rambam and the Ramban, the way we assume. Why? Because it says, Atumam. So Soloveitchik raised this question, and he didn't have any, what he mentioned, he didn't have any rise. One way or the other, what to do. There's an interesting Chuvas Haritva on the topic. About 60, 70 years ago, they published, Mosad Rav Kook printed a Chuvas HaRetva that was never printed before. He talks about this topic, and he has both. He doesn't even explain. In one paragraph, he says, Sefer Torah is different. He says, Megillas Esther is different. So you don't know which is the... He gives both possibilities. He doesn't even say that it's two different Pshatim. Just blends everything in together. So the issue was raised by him. Anyway, so this, it could be that because Megillas Esther was intended Melech HaTchila as a Sefer HaBris, just like the Chamish Ulchum Shel Torah was the Sefer HaBris, so now, Kimu V'Kiblu, the Megillas Esther, Dibishon Lehemes Kamito Shel Torah, just like Sefer Torah is Nitna Lehidorish, so to Megillas Esther is Nitna Lehidorish, only Megillas Esther, not the other Sefer Nevi'im Uksuvim. Because the other Nevi'im Aksum, this I think pretty sure Levi Yitzchak Ben Ditchava has this in his Sefer HaChumash. He has long drushes on Purim. He calls the drushes Kedusha Rishayna, Kedusha Shniya, Kedusha Shlisha, Kedusha Reviz. Different drushes he has. So this is in one of the drushes he explains this. That's Pshat and not Yerushalmi. That the other Sefer Nevi'im Aksumim, you can't darshan in another level of interpretation. The Novi is not showing you the vision that he saw. He had a chaloim, and then he interprets it using his own words. The Ruach HaKodesh, he interprets it. So I'm seeing an interpretation. I don't see the original vision of the chaloim. So how can I give a different interpretation other than the Pshuta Shel Mikra? But it would appear as if Megillas Esther was dictated, as if it's like Pel Pel Dababa, as if it's word for word, letter for letter, as if that was direct dictation. Because that was intended to serve as a Sefer HaBris. So that's why, just like the Sefer Torah was the Sefer HaBris, it was dictated, and because it's direct dictation, tell, tell, dabba, by direct dictation, that's why in addition to the Pshuto Shel Mikra, you have additional levels of interpretation. So Megillah says, there's also Nitna Lehidorish. I once mentioned they wrote about Rav Shmuel Rozovsky. He was one of the big Rosh Yeshiva in part of his Yeshiva. He learned by Rav Shimon Shkop. He was a very cheerful person. So they wrote different tanhogas that he had. So he said, when he was married, first he was married to the daughter of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. Then she was a witch, so he divorced her. And then he married another woman, and she was a fancy shetel. She was from Vienna, I think. And then she died from cancer, I think. And then when he took sick at the end of his life, so his first wife asked Mechila, and then they remarried, and she took care of him at the end of his life. So they write in this, the biography of his, that when he was married and he was saying Kiddush to the Moitzei, the wife, he would always say Vaychula from her printed Siddur. And when he didn't have a wife, he was saying Kiddush for himself, it wasn't being Moitzei anybody else, then he would say Vaychula by heart. He knew by Chulu all along, but the Gemara says, "Dram shebichsav v'yatav asher liyom and alpeh." And Tosfos asks the Kasha, we do it all the time. We say asher balpeh. We say kriya shma balpeh. We say a lot of things balpeh. How can you say not allowed to say balpeh? So the Vilna Gaon says the correct answer to the Tosfos Kasha is the answer that Tosfos gives in Tmura, I think the beginning of the second parak, that lehotzei achem adechoy bosom. Then you have to lay mitoch haksav. When the Balkor is laying kriya sator to be moitzei the tzibur, then has to be Mitoch HaKsav. So if you say Kiddush for yourself, you're not being Moitzi anybody. So that you're allowed to say Balpeh. You know about Chulu Balpeh. But if you motzi your wife with the kiddush, then you have to isem mitoch haksar. So the whole thing doesn't make any sense. If you read vechula from a printed siddur, that's also about that. If you read from a printed chumash, that's about that. It's only called mitoch haksar if you have a sefer shalom. Vechula is a bereshis. So if you have a whole written on a klaf, you have sefer bereshis, sefer shalom, even though you don't have all the chamishu chamshadur, that'll be mitoch haksar. But if you read from a printed siddur, that's called Baal Peh. Secondly, what do you mean? He's Moisi, his wife, in Vaikulu. Vaikulu is not part of the Kiddush. The Kiddush is Baruch HaTah. Shigat Shalom, Baruch Tzavonah. That's the Kiddush. Vaikulu is not. The whole story does make sense. So again, the Rabbi Tam claims Amitu Shal Torah is mezuzah, because it has Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, Kabbalah Shal Machal Shamayim. And not like Rashi. What's wrong with Rashi? Why don't you say, Megillah says, they need Tzirutut like a Sefer Torah, near Tzirutut. That's Amitu Shal Torah is a Sefer Torah. He says, no. If Amitu Shal Torah is a Sefer Torah, and you're learning at Tzirutut Megillah from Sefer Torah, then why not learn at Diftara and Shalom, but you're also from the same. Why does the Gemara need in Megillah Daf Yutes? Why do they need a new pasuk? Ksiva ksiva from Baruch Ben Iriah. Many kais about a sefer bidyo. Amai lo yalfi me amito shal Torah. So you see, it's talking about mezuzah. that's Rabbi Tam Techos. But the other tesis in point out the tesis in Menachas Daf Lamed Beis, I think, and the tesis in Sefer Yud Zayin Lamed Beis. Tosfos says from the Rishonim is pretty obvious that Rashi is wrong. Amitu Shal Torah doesn't go on the mezuzah. It really, they disagree with the Rabbi Tam. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, they don't make a fuss about it. They assume Sefer Torah does need tzirutot on every line, just like a Megillah says, not like the Rabbi Tam, that only mezuzah needs tzirutot on every line. Well, they quote an interesting Gemara here, higher up in Tosfos. They have in Menachas Daf Lamed Beis on the base, in the middle of the Tosfos, in the narrow lines. What has in parentheses Sham Daf Lamed Beis? The Gemara says the Tanya. The line begins with the word Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah Shabbala Tefillin Shabbala. Have an old Sefer Torah; it's no longer kosher. Have an old pair of Tefillin; no longer kosher. But Shema B'Yom Shemaya is still good. So can you cut out Shema B'Yom Shemaya and stitch them together and use it for a mezuzah? The rest of the Sefer is all rubbed out, all worn out, and so missing. But Shema B'Yom Shemaya Shom. So it says Sefer Torah Shebalo or Tefillin Shebalo. Have Kadesh V'Yokevach, Shema B'Yom Shemaya. Kadesh V'Yokevach is rubbed out, but Shema B'Yom Shemaya is intact. Even though it's intact, Ein Osman Mezuzah. You're not allowed to convert it to make a mezuzah. Because there is a halacha, the Gemara learns it from a pasuk in Chumash, Malam HaKodesh V'lo Maridin. Sefer Torah has a higher level of Kedusha than Tefillin. Tefillin has a higher level of Kedusha than Mezuzah. Why? The level of Kedusha depends on how many words of Divrei Torah are written there. So the Sefer Torah has many, many parshios. The Tefillin only have Dalit parshios. The Mezuzah only has two parshios. Shal Yad and Shal Rosh have exactly the same, but not exactly the same. The Gemara said the Shal Rosh has a shin, has one a shin, two shins. We have two shins on the Shal Rosh. So it has one or two letters more than the Shal Yad. So the Gemara says, if you have an extra Shal Rosh, you want to convert it to make a Shal Yad, you're not allowed to, because that's Moridin. If you have a Shal Yad, you want to convert it to make a Shal Rosh, that's permissible. That's called Malam HaKodesh. Because the Shal Rosh has a slightly higher level of Kedusha than the Shal Yad. There are levels of Kedusha. The Gemara in the end of Megillah has a Machlok Sab Yechan and Rabbi Shul Ben Levi, which has a higher level of Kedusha, a Shul, where you daven, or a Beis HaMedrash, where you learn. But they both assume that they don't have the same level of Kedusha. One is higher than the other. So Rabbi Yechanan says that the Shul, where you daven, has a higher level of Kedusha than a Beis Medrash. So one would be permitted to convert the yeshiva into a shul, but the other way not. You're not permitted to convert a shul into a yeshiva, into a base medrash. And we don't pass like Rabbi Yechanan on this. When Rabbi Yechanan disagrees with Reish Lakish, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. When he disagrees with the Rav, when he disagrees with Shmuel, we do pass like Rabbi Yechanan against any one of those three. Rish Lakish and Rabbi Shimon Bar-Bani disagrees with Rabbi Shimon Bar-Levi, the Gemara seems to assume that the Parsh would pass like Rabbi Shimon Bar-Levi. Rabbi Shimon Bar-Levi's opinion is the accepted opinion. You can convert a shul into a base medrash, but the reverse not permitted to convert a base medrash into a shul because Malam HaKodesh Olam HaRidin. Base medrash has a higher level of Kedusha. So the same over here, you have this. It used to be a Sefer Torah, it used to be Tefillin, and had a higher level of Kedusha than Mezuzah. So Sefer Torah Shabbala, Tefillin Shabbala, and Ersa Mehem Mezuzah, Lefi, Malam HaKodesh Olam HaRidin. So the Gemara asks a question. Olam HaRidin, not for the fact that there's a din Malam HaKodesh Olam HaRidin, you would have said, Osim, you're permitted to convert tefillin into mezuzah. For the Gemara, how can it be? But you just said a line before that tefillin do not need sirtut, and mezuzah does need sirtut. So how can you convert the tefillin into a mezuzah if the mezuzah needs sirtut? So put the sirtut in afterwards. What's a big deal? You have an old pair of tefillin that's puzzled. Kadesh Oya Kaviyacha is missing letters, may rubbed out, but Shema Bayam Shema is intact. So take Shema Bayam Shema and put some sirtut there and make it kosher. So it would appear, the Gemara asks, O Mezuzah Boy Sirtut, O Mishani, the Gemara answers, Machlaik is Hatanayim, whether that's true, that tefillin do not need sirtut and Mezuzah does need sirtut. But if that is true, that's how we pass them. Tefillin do not need sirtut, and mezuzah does need. If you say it like that, then you don't have to come on to this reason, the Malam HaKodesh Olam HaRidin, and of course he cannot convert the tefillin into mezuzah because he needs sirtut. Why don't you add this sirtut now? So the Pasha Pshat anymore, Yisif anymore, he cannot add this sirtut now. So Tosis in Soita, Yedzayinam and Beis has a sophic about that. Can you add this sirtut later? You wrote in Megillah Soita, the Gemara says there in Soita, you wrote in Megillah Soita, when a man brings his wife to the Beis HaMikdash, he suspects his wife having an affair with somebody else. That's a Saita Sofik. If you know the Vada, the woman had an affair with someone else, that's called the Saita Vada. If you're not sure, and he warned his wife of history, Mishploini, and she was Nistera, there was Kinui Estira. Kinui means the husband warns his wife of history, Mishploini. Estira means that she was Mesiachid with that person. So the Kinui Estira, then she's not allowed to live with her husband until she goes to the Beis HaMikdash and drinks the Mayim HaMarim. So you have to, you mashbia the woman, mashbia kindness of Isha, you have to swear that she's innocent, she didn't sin, she didn't have an affair with anybody else, and then a kohen has to write this on parchment, Megillah Soita, then you have to erase it in a cup with water, it has to be Marim, you have to put in something that's bitter, it's not poisonous, there's no reason that she should get sick. You have to put a little mikar kandish, you have to put a little sand, but the sand is not polluted, and the bitter flavoring that you put in is not dangerous either. There's no reason she should get sick. So the Torah promises, that's the only place in the Torah that the Torah promises a miracle, is by Soito. If the woman is innocent, v'nixav in Israel Zar, even if until now she never had any children, now she's going to have children. If she had difficulty in childbirth and labor, then now it's going to be easier. And if she's guilty, then she's going to get sick, and ultimately she's going to die, and it'll be obvious. It's not a normal sickness. It's an ness. It's a sickness of an ness. So this is the one and only place where the Torah says, Somchem al ness, you rely on the miracle. In the Middle Ages, they used to have, when they suspected a woman of being an adulteress, or someone doing something wrong, so they would try to drown them in a lake. And then if they survived, that was a raya that they were innocent. When you're drowning the person in the lake, of course they're going to die. What kind of a proof? Here, you give the woman my mamarim. The Torah says, hey, you have to put in something that's bitter, but it's not poisonous. You put a little sin, but it's not, again, it's not poison. There's no reason that the woman should get sick. The whole thing is a miracle over here. It's not like by the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, by the Goyim, that's the way they would determine whether the woman was innocent or guilty, by trying to drown her in the lake. That's ridiculous. So the Gemara says there that Megillah Soita needs Sirtut. So Tosis writes the Sofek, what if you put in the Sirtut after the Megillah Soita was written? Would it be good? So don't you see the Farish from the Gemara here? The Gemara says the only reason that you're not allowed to convert tefillin into mezuzah because Malam HaKadosh Olam HaRidin. If there weren't such a din, osim, then you would be permitted to make from the tefillin a mezuzah, for anything more. Mezuzah by sirta. So why do they say add the sirta now? So you see, it doesn't help if you add the sirta. You add this, the tzad in Tosis to say that you can put the sirta in later is working on the assumption, that tzad is working on the assumption that in sefer. It doesn't have a tzura sefer. It's only called a sefer if you have words and you have to have sirtut. So maybe you can put in the sirtut after the word. The other opinion that you can't put the sirtut in later that the sirtut is a din in writing nicely, writing neatly. So the sirtut has to be there. The sirtut has to be there before you do the ksiva. It's not going to help if you do the ksiva later. The post can have there. You look in Rabbi Kiveger on your day in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph on the bottom of the page. He quotes the Tosfos and Saita has the Sofik. Would it help if you do the Sirtut later? And Achranim here at Kevega doesn't say there, but other Achranim point out from the Gemara's, from the fact that the Gemara says, Homa, read Noisim, I need Sirtut. The Gemara doesn't answer, put in the Sirtut. Now, would it appear from the Gemara doesn't help if you put in the Sirtut later? So it could be that it's not the same. How can Tosfos have a Sofik? Isn't it Beferish and the Gemara Daflam and Beis and Menachas? It doesn't help if you put the sirtut in later. So it could be that Rabbi Kiveger also quotes in the Pizchei Tshuva there in Reish Ayin Aleph, they both discuss a topic. What if you made sirtut? Sirtut means you take a sharp piece of metal and you scratch a line. You make an indentation in the parchment. So what if you made a slight sirtut that's going to last till after you finish writing the mezuzah? But then, after a month, it's going to be a smooth piece of parchment. The sirtut won't be there any longer. Is the sirtut only needed b'shas ksiva? That the ksiva should be ksiva miyusheres? Or is it in the cheftz of the sefer? Not called a sefer unless it has a sirtut. The sirtut has to be of a lasting nature. So this is, it's unclear. Is the purpose of the role of the sirtut to give it a shem sefer, or the role of the sirtut is to be ksiva miyushem sechere? These two shaylos should depend. If the sirtut is not shel kayama, will it only be kosher kosman the sirtut is kayam, and can you put the sirtut in later? So there's room to distinguish perhaps between the Megillah Saita, maybe by Megillah Saita, Tosfos had the suffix. So this Kohen, the Megillah Saita has to be written by Kohen, has to be the Ishbi Kohenus of Isha. First she swears, then after she takes the Shvua, then if the Megillah Saita was written before she swore, it's no good. It's not that then you write this text from the Chumash. You have to write the text of the Shvua that she said. She has to say it. She has to say Kichsava the way it's in the Chumash. She can say it in translation. Also, that's the Mishnah. Eilin Nebar B'chalosh, Eilin Nebar B'losh Nakaydish. There are different mitzvahs of Amira, mitzvahs of Kriya. Some of them you're only yotze if you recite in the original Hebrew text, and some you're yotze if you recite in translation. Duchening has to be in the original Hebrew text. Kriya Shema Zamach Lekes HaTanoim. Whether you're yotze in translation or not, we ask you why yotze, but it has to be a literal translation, word for word. You can't just say, we believe in monotheism, and we believe in Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh, and we believe in mezuzah, and I'm going to say all the dinim. That's not a... You have to give a literal translation. Rabbi Kiveger has in one place, has to be mamish literal. So we, in English, would say, Ha'aretz HaTayva, the good land. That's how they wrote in the Yiddish, in the German translation. Rabbi Kiveger lived in Germany. So in the German translations of the Kriya Shema, they said the Gute Land. So Rabbi Kiveger said that's not acceptable. You have to say Ha'aretz HaTayva. You have to say the adjective after the noun. You have to say Ha'aretz HaTayva, the land which is good. You can't say the good land. Good land, you said the adjective before the noun. You have to say the noun before the adjective. Even though in English, that's the normal way to say the adjective before. The good boy, you don't say the boy who is good. That's a chiddush that Rabbi Kiveger has. But the premise of the chiddush, everyone agrees, has to be a literal translation. Maybe that is called a literal translation. Or it's a type of the good land. Maybe that is a literal translation. So Shvua Saita is Nemeris B'cholosh. Shvua Saita, you can't say in English in translation, but it has to be a translation of the text that appears in the Chumash. So it could be that by Megillah Saita, Taisa has a suffix, maybe can put in the Sirtut later, because the need for the Sirtut is not so much that it should be Ksivim Yusheris. What do you need Ksivim? You're going to erase the whole thing anyway. It's not an Imid Lekiyum. It's not going to be a lasting. It has to erase all of the ink into the cup with the bitter water. So it could be that Taisa suffix, maybe you can add the Sirtut later. Maybe the suffix only applied to Megillah Saita because it's not a midlakriya. So you don't need it in order to be ksivim yusheris. That should be easier to read. It's only a Hashem Sefer. But maybe the Gemara held, if you have an old pair of tefillin which don't have sirtut, then you want to convert it into a mezuzah which does need sirtut, maybe there for sure it wouldn't help. Because maybe there the sirtut is that it should be ksivim yusheris. That doesn't help if you put it in later, yeah. The mezuzah is also wrapped up. That is a modern shtick. A lot of people, instead of the Gemara says Megillah is rolled up, Niglelus misofa l'tchilosa. So when you open up the klap of a mezuzah, it says Shema. It doesn't say the end of the line, it says the beginning of the line. So now they have a new shtick. A lot of people have the whole parsha is open and it's covered with a plastic that you can see through, or it's covered with glass, whatever, so you can see the parsha. So some Rabbanim wrote that's a violation of the minig. The minig of the Gemara, from the days of the Gemara, the minig is that you have it rolled up. Rav Soloveitchik said, not a violation of the minig. Then is you're not Yaitse. Rav Soloveitchik, all the Gemaras literally. Rabbi Soloveitchik always assumes the Gemara has a din. The assumption is that it's a din deraisa, unless you have a raya, that it's not a din deraisa. The Mishnah Berurah Chelek Aleph quotes an awful lot from the Prima Gadim, and a lot of dinim there, tzitzis and tefillin, a lot of dinim. So the Prima Gadim goes with the attitude whenever the Gemara doesn't have a pasuk, he assumes that it's not a din deraisa. So they should always assume everything in the Gemara is a din deraisa unless you have a right. He would work very hard on certain dinim, but he would break his head. How come the din is like that? The Chazanish said, it's only the Rabbanon, so don't work so hard. Rabbi Soloveitchik didn't want to say that, Terence. He assumed that everything in the Gemara is a din deraisa unless you have a real good raya, that it's a din derabbanon. So he thought that if you have a mezuzah that's not rolled up, you're not yotze. Not that it's a violation of the minhag, you're just not yotze. That's part of the way to be mekayim the mitzvah. Niglalus misofa l'tchilosa. What's the story? The sirtut that you need from mezuzah, or according to Rashi, Sefer Torah, does it have to be done lishma? We assume the ksiva has to be lishma. How do you know the ksiva has to be lishma? I think there's a Ramban and a Malchamas somewhere. Where is it? I think it's in Sukkah and Raftes. Ramban Malchamas says, where does it say you need lishma? By Sukkah there's machlekes bisham and misol, do you need lishma when you place the schacham? When you place the tfanis, there's no dinasiya on the tfanis. Tasav Laban Asa only applies to the schach. The tfanis, they should be there. You don't need asiya. But by the schach, we need asiya. So that's machlekes bisham and misol, when you need asiya lishma. So the Mishnah says on Daf Tes in Sukkah, Bishama hold, you need lishma, we pass ganatzo, you don't need lishma. A goy puts a schach is also good. Sukkah is gambrach. A goy puts a schach is good. As long as he put it l'shem tzel, you don't need lishma. A goy can't be mechav lishma. Whatever mitzvah, you're not b'toyra, so you can't create lishma. So the Gemara says, where is the mokar of Bishama that the sukkah has, that the schach has to be placed lishma? Says, the pasuk says, "Chag Sukkot tasalocha shivas yamim, ba'aspacham begarnecha miyekvecha." So the pasuk pshat, we spoke a little bit about it the other week. Pasuk pshat is, "Chag Sukkot tasalocha shivas yamim." you should celebrate the festival of Sukkot for a duration of 7 days at the season of the year when you're going to gather in before it starts to rain in Eretz Yisrael. In the summertime, it never rains in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Pashup Shah. Then the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. And the whole Pasuk, Sukkot Tasa Lucha, it's a Din Asiya. So Tasa V'lamenuas and Tasa Lucha L'Shem Choy Vaschem. That's what Bishamah learned. Tasa Lucha L'Shem Choy Vaschem. So on that daf, in the Gemara in Sukkot, the Ramban writes, when you write a Sefer Torah, you have to write the Shema, because the Pasuk says, Kis V'lachem, as Hashira HaZois, that's in the end of Ayelah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu and Yoshua. He tells him, Kis V'lachem, as Hashira HaZois, so the simple translation is Kisvu Lachem, you too, Moshe and Yeshua ben Nun, should write Shira Sazinu and then proclaim it. That's the Pashup Shah. The Gemara understands there's an additional level of interpretation on the whole Pasuk. The Pasuk is not only speaking to Moshe ben Yeshua, Kisvu Lachem, the whole Klal Yisrael, Kisvu Lachem is Hashira, the whole Torah is referred to as a Shira. You should write the Sefer Torah, know that everyone should have a Jewish library that they should be able to learn Torah from. So the Ramban says, just like Bishamai derived from Chagasukas Tasalucha, Tasavalamanasalucha, Lashem Chai Vaschem, that the Schach has to be placed Lashmo. So if it says Kisvalachem, so it's Kisvalachem, Lashem Chai Vaschem. You have to write the Sefer Torah Lashmo. So the Gemara in the first daf in Zvachim talks about Shchitas Kodshim. Stoma Lishma. If the person didn't say anything, didn't say yes, didn't say no, he's bringing a Karban Shlomim. Did he have in mind the Shem Shlomim? Then maybe he had in mind the Shem Chatas. Maybe he had in mind the Shem Oilo. So we say Stoma Lishma. He was Magnashit. Somebody was Magnashit as a Shlomim. So we say Stoma Lishma if he doesn't say one way or the other. So the Mishnah says the same thing. Even though we pass on like Bezil, so you don't need to place the Schach Lishma. But even if one would have accepted the sheet of Bishama that the Schach has to be placed Lishma, but if the Sukkah was constructed within 30 days before Sukkah, as in Masor, the Tosh Shloshim Yom, Bishama, I also agree that it's Soma Lishma. He knows Sukkah is coming, and he's supposed to start learning Hilchas Achag Shloshim Yom Kodim Achag, so he's already preparing for, he's Mukhiv to prepare. Supposed to prepare for Rosh Hashanah 30 days in advance. You don't have to prepare for tzitzis and tefillin. We keep the mitzvah every day. But before Bar Mitzvah, you have to start learning 30 days before about Hilchos Tefillin. Any mitzvah that comes, Mizman Lizman. So Rosh Hashanah comes once a year. Yom Kippur comes once a year. So you have to start preparing 30 days in advance. Where are you going to daven Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Where are you going to sit in the Sukkah? Which Sukkah? And you have to start thinking about it. So since that's the Din Shlosh Yom Kodem Achag, so we say Stoma Lishma. So there's a shach there. I just saw it this morning. The shach there says in Reish Ayin Aleph Hatzmei Siv Katan Beis. It's one line shach. The shach says, even though the Shulchan Aruch paskens that you need sirtut on every line in the Sefer Torah, like Rashi, like the Rishalmi, not like the Rabbi Natan, that it goes on mezuzah. The Rishalmi has on mitzvah, so Torah does go on mezuzah, goes on Sefer Torah. But you don't need that the sirtut should be done Lishma. So Rabbi Kivega there quotes a Prima Godem and Aruch Chaim and Hilchas Tefillin. You don't need to think Lishma. You don't have to say Lishma Befer. You don't have to say Lishma because Stama Lishma. Which Meshugan is going to make Sirtut? But what if he's making Sirtut because he plans to write the Iliad and the Odyssey? He plans to use it for some other purpose. And then he changes his mind and he decides he's going to make a mezuzah needs sirtut, so then it's no good. The thing is, the sirtut has to be lishma, but just like Bishama, I say if it's within 30 days stama lishman, just like karbanis we assume stama lishman, so too by the sirtut is stama lishman. But if you had in mind beferish not lishman, then it's no good. In other words, you do need lishma, just that stama is lishma. So the Gemara said there again, if you have tefillin shebalu, you're not allowed to convert it to make a mezuzah out of it. So the Gemara said, the reason given by the Braisa is because Malam HaKadosh V'lo Marid. The Gemara asked, HaMarid, if not for that reason, you would have been allowed to convert the tefillin into mezuzah, but mezuzah needs sirtut. So the Gemara doesn't give an answer. So Tosis raises an issue. Why did the Gemara answer? He made tefillin and he made sirtut. He did make sirtut. The meaning was that they wouldn't do the sirtut. Taisus and the other Masichtas, both in Menachas and in Saita, where they quote the same topic, they quote the Rishalmi, Rishalmi says that if you sit in Sukkah when it's raining, that's Nikra Hedyot. Hedyot in English is an idiot. Hedyot is an idiot. What is an idiot in Greek? An idiot means a commoner. There's a kain gadol and there's a kain hedyot. Kain hedyot is not an idiot, but he's a commoner. He's not a kain gadol. So hedyot means a plain person. He's not a gohay ben a mensch. He's a silly person. Because if you put him on a WSAU, you sit in silk in the rain, there's no kima mitzvah at all. So that's what Tosfos says. Since tefillin don't need sirtut, so it's not going to be misur totem. According to Rabbi Natam, both Sefer Torah, Rabbi Natam holds Sefer Torah also doesn't need sirtut in every line. So this line in Tosfos, Mashmah Devi Gila Sata Klal, Lo Sefer Torah, Lo Tefillin, according to Rashi, Sefer Torah does need sirtut. So this line is like the Rabbi Natam that they're going to quote later. And the first white line, they didn't quote him yet. The Sefer Torah doesn't need sirtut. So he says here, Lo Sefer Torah Lo Tefillin, you don't do sirtut on either, because Nikra Hedyot. Behind him, Mishum, the Nikra Hedyot. Oh, they quote, that's Yerushalmi. Kol HaPatam HaDavar Seh Nikra Hedyot. The Rishonim ask Akasha, how can it be Nikra Hedyot? The Gemara has a machlokes. If a woman shakes a lulav, if a woman sits in sukkah, who gets more schar, the man or the woman? The woman is Einam B'tzuvah V'yosef. She's volunteering to do the mitzvah. Not even Mechuyim, so maybe she deserves more schar. That was one opinion. The Gemara says, no, we paskin the other way. God lam tzuvah, mishenim tzuvah. What if tzuvah gets moschar? All discussion in the Tosfos and the Mefarshim. Why? Shouldn't the logic dictate the other way? That the ger, who's volunteering to become a ger, the ger should deserve more credit. I had an easy upbringing. My parents were religious and they taught me Torah and everything came very easy. The ger, everything came with difficulties. So why not? So there, the Rishonim asked the question, why does a woman get schar at all? Why not say Nikra Hedyot? Kalapata Maradavara say Nikra Hedyot. So the Meiri in Bava Kamma has a whole long, he quotes different answers on the Kash. But the basic answer is one. The only time you say Pata Maradavara say Nikra Hedyot, if there's no Kiyum. Whenever there is a Kiyum, so then he's not Nikra Hedyot. But then you have to explain, when is there a Kiyum, when is there not a Kiyum? So if it's raining and you sit in the sukkah, that's not lack of teshuva came to do it. There's no kiyum. There's zero. If a woman sits in sukkah, a woman shakes a lulav, there is a kiyum. So that you have to work on that. When is there a kiyum? When do you say there is a kiyum? When do you say there's no kiyum? But the only time is nikra hedyot is when there's no kiyum. So Tosfos says, why did they say bimisur totem? Mashma that they were not mesartet it. If you hold that you need sirtut lishma. And he made this as tefillin. The tefillin don't need sirtut. So even if he made sirtut, it's not going to be. That's not sirtut lishma. Tefillin don't need sirtut. He wrote the parshas as tefillin. So then it's going to be sirtut shaloi lishma. And even though the shach said that the sirtut doesn't need lishma, but the Prima Godim claims, Rabbi Kadega there, and Reish Ayin Aleph on the shach see cut and base. It's a one-line shach. Rabbi Kadega is two lines, and the shach is only one short line. So the Shach says you don't need lishma by the sirtut, by the Prima Godim, and the Aruch Chaim says on that, stoma lishma. But if he made the sirtut l'shem davaracha, then it would be possible. He can't say stoma lishma. He prepared the parchment for tefillin. So he can't say stoma lishma. He made sirtut to make a mezuzah. Tefillin doesn't need sirtut. So they should have said, even if it is mesur totem, what was the Gemara's kasha of being a sirtut? Why not say Bimisur Totem? You can't say Bimisur Totem. By definition, the Sirtut was not done Lishma. He had in mind Lishem Tefillin. So that's not called Lishma. Maybe that's what the Gemara meant. Habir and Sirtut means you need Sirtut Lishma. It's not Lishma. Okay, there's more to discuss. We've got to discuss some more because then we've got to go further. Okay. Good. I apologize. I'm coming late. I have no choice.